Okay, we are beginning now Simin Reish Zion, which has one sif. This is the din of the Brei Nefashos. So says the Mechaber, Peres ha'ilan, fruits that go on the tree, chutz mechameshes haminim, with the exception of the five types of grains. V'chol peres adam, anything that grows from the ground, v'yirakos, vegetables, v'chol davar she'ein gidulam in hearts, anything that doesn't grow from the ground, bracha achrona shalahem, borei nefashos rabos. So the bracha achrona is going to be a Brei Nefashos. V'im ochel mikol minim eil, if you ate from any of these types of foods, mevarech la'acher kulam bracha achas, you only make one bracha. Meaning, perhaps the havmina would have been that if I'm eating an adama food and I'm eating a shahakol food, then maybe I should make two separate Brei Nefashos, one for the adama and one for the shahakol. So the mechaber is telling you, no, one bracha will cover all of them. Bracha zu choysim boch, the way you conclude it is below shame, without using the shame Hashem. Sheyachtum kach, this is the way it concludes. Boruch che ha'olamim, blessed the one who is the gives life to the worlds. Okay, so let's see now is the Mishnah Berurahs, some Dirshu comments over here. Starts with the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph, Peres ha'ilan, things that grow, fruits that grow from the tree. B'di'evid, however, technically speaking, im berech aleihem al ha'etz v'apri ha'etz yotza, that would count for the bracha, because it technically wasn't an incorrect statement that you said. In the Dirshu number one, he's bringing over here from the explains the Shari Teshuva. He says, Shekosav sha'ochel peros mishivas haminim batapuchim. If you would eat, you know, let's say, for example, olives, and you would also eat apples, Einat zarech levarach al hatapuchim borei nefashos. You don't have to make a separate bracha on the apples, borei nefashos. Shegam heim bichlal birkas al ha'etz al pri ha'etz, because they're included in the bracha chorni made on the olives. Heim shepri ha'etz, because you're right, it's a fruit of the tree. Bir ha'dover kosa mishne brur sham, shelo kovu l'shar mine pri ha'etz bracha zu bifnei ha'etz. It's going to be on a lower level. If you did make the bracha on them, meaning the apples are less significant than shivas aminim, but if you would have said, then okay, it's okay. Bracha zu poteres gamosam, it would count if you did say it. That's the source for the svar behind the logic over here from the Shari Tshuva. Sifkat and Beis, kol davar, kol abazeh afilamayim. Water is even included in this. In Dirshu number two, it says, it's really not such a full-fledged obligation, more of it's rather optional. And therefore, you should not drink it in a prolonged period, you should drink it quickly. Technically speaking, it would, you have the whole time of how amendments takes of Kedei Achilas Pras, and then you can make the Bracha Achrona afterwards. Okay, that was Dirshu 2, so it takes us now to Ramsif Kabbal Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Borei Nefashos Rabos, Nusach HaBracha, what's the actual text of the wording? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Nefashos Rabos, Vechesro Nam, with a mem, Al Koma Shebaro, Lachayos, Bohem Nefesh Kol Chai, Baruch Che HaOlamim, Haches Nokud B'tzei Reisha Hudovok. It's in the construct form. Over here in Dirshu 3, it says, Bir Loshen Che HaOlim, using the Tse Re, Kos of Toisvus Yomtov, Shakodesh Baruch Chaim Shel HaOlomim. He's the life of all the worlds, Shehu Mechaye Es HaOlomim. He literally brings the worlds into existence. That's what Yud Kei Vav Kei means. Hashem is bringing the world into existence. And he says, Vakaf HaChaim, he says, no, Kos of Shetzorech Lomar Chai HaOlomim, Patach Tachas HaHaches. Okay, continuing now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'yesh Om Shebarasso, that, not the way he added. However, Nahara, Nahara, Upashte. Really mean each river runs its course. Whatever you want to do, you want to say Shibara, Shibarasa. Either one is correct. You should do whatever your minhag is. Okay. And then we're up to Sifkat and Dal. You make one bracha achrona for all these. Roitz Alomir, Ein Tzarech Levarach Borei Nefashos Al Kol Echad Ve'echad. Like we said, you don't have to make separate Borei Nefashos on each and every single food item that you ate. Dehi Shaychel Al Hakulam, because this applies to all of them. Vafilu Ochel V'Shosu Yotze B'Bracha Echas. Even if you would have a drink and you'd have a hot dog or a hamburger, so one's a food, one's a liquid. Nevertheless, Borei Nefashos will cover both of them. Ve'im Itzarfim Shnehim Yachel L'Kashir. Now, could I combine I didn't have a full shear of the drink, I didn't have a full shear of the ochel. Can I combine those? Sa'ayin l'kam, let me discuss in Simon Reish Yud, Mishnah Berurah Sham. We'll get to that coming attractions. Im mistapik, you have a doubt over here, im ochel kezayis b'chliach iglas pras, so then ein tzorich l'mark b'roi nefashos rabos. Then one does not, in fact, make the b'roi nefashos if you have a suffix, because again, suffix brachos lahakil. Sifkat and hey, what's the concluding? Chosim bo below shame. We do not end off using the shame Hashem. Sheyesh omrim. There are opinions that say shei matbeya aruka. This is all one long text. Sheyesh omrim shetiknu bo matbeya katzar below chasima. And the way that it was set up was to be short without a necessarily the concluding phrase of Baruchat Hashem. Lekach toyu sheyachtom avalo below shame. You should, you know, conclude it, but don't use the shame Hashem. However, Das HaGro, the Vilna Gaon holds Lachtom Bo B'Shem. He has Yushalmi that says that you should, in fact, use shame Hashem. Kemosh Muzgav Yushalmi, right? Mekom Mokom Ha'olam Lo Nahogein. Really, the minhag is not necessarily like this. In Dirshu number 10, it brings out V'chein Kosov Orach HaShulchan Sha'anu Nohagim Shalom Lachtom B'Shem. Our minhag is not to conclude off using the shame Hashem. And one shouldn't necessarily deviate and change from that. V'chein muva, it's brought here, Shachazon Ish, lohaya chosim b'shem. The Chazon Ish also would not conclude with that. Now, what do you do if you hear somebody making this bracha? When should you answer amen? So in the next paragraph it says, in Dershu 10 still, inyan anias amen, achir berkas borei nefasho, sadas Moshe Feinstein, zatzal, shekev and shem ikar hadin, siyem hebracha hu koidim lemilim borech cheho lamim. It ended before that, sa'ach hamilim nefesh kol chai, that's really when the bracha ends, sharei abigamor lohuva, but siyem doesn't, that's not brought in the Shas Bavli the way we have it, rak rabbeinu yona kosov, he brings sheyesh lohim arkein lechatchila, kadei letzeis dasa yushalmi. Our version again doesn't have it, but in Yushalmi it does. So the Rebbeinu Yona says you should do the Shasim Baruch Ato Hashem Chehalamim. Lechein, therefore, Nochen Loima Baruch Chehalamim Bimhirus. Say it quickly. Why was that accomplished? Kedei Sheamin Sheanu Yie Betoch Kedei Dibur Lenefesh Kol Chai. So that's where you get your. It's within the 2 to 3 seconds, so to speak, of that. Gunner Moshe Feinstein Asma Nohag Lanos Amin Acher Nefesh Kol Chai. That's when Ramosh himself would answer Amin to that. What if someone's holding like they follow this, their Vilna Gaon's opinion, they're going to make the bracha with Hashem's name. So what do you do? So kos bir halacha lekamen she af shemin hadin einam mechuyev lanos. Really, by the letter of law, you're not, you know, required to answer she sofik amin lo hukula. Just like we have a concept of sofik bracha lahakel. Sufik amen lahakil. Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't. Mikol makom im ona. If you do answer, aim b'ze iser shel anias amen shel brachas in etzricha. It's not a problem to answer amen to this. Me'achas she oso das dea lo nidcha legamri. It wasn't totally rejected in a post game. There are some hold like that. So okay, v'ra mashik sav nisham. You can see what looks like when he elaborates on that. Okay, that was in the Dirshu 10. Finishing off now, the last comment says, "Upirish borei nefashos rabos." What does that mean? He created many, many nefashos. Mevur batur denosein lo yizborach shevach. We're giving praise and thanks to Hashem al shebor devarim hechreichim kigon lechem. He created things that are necessary, that are essential to survival, like bread. Udraim mo'ilim af she'enem hechreichim kigon peros. And there's certain things that are pleasant, but they're not necessarily necessary. It's a luxury item. Fruits are luxury. You could live without fruits. Wouldn't be so geschmack, but you could. You could live that way. Hechreichim oimer v'chesronim. On things that are required, that we need, or necessary for survival, that's v'chesronim, things we're lacking. V'alkol hashar oimer, on the other thing, saying, alkol mashabara, all the other things that you do created in your world, lachios, that give achios, give a life to us. Just to end with a short machshava, I believe I heard this. It's from the Chazon Ish. I believe I heard this from Rabbi Andi Yudin. That what are we saying? Thank you to Hashem that you create us with something that's lacking. So the idea is, it's emphasizing interconnectedness of Klal Yisrael. What do you mean? Let's say, for example, I'm a tailor. Okay, very good. So I'm a tailor, but I'm not a baker. So I'm lacking the bread. Okay, so the baker, he can produce that, but he's lacking, someone who knows how to do finances. So he needs the accountant. The accountant needs somebody. He needs the doctor, and the doctor needs the lawyer, and the lawyer needs the Rebbe. The Rebbe goes back all the way to the tailor. It's a whole interconnectedness. So we're saying thank you, Hashem, for creating us in a way that we're lacking something, but that lack is causing us to connect to others who can satisfy and complete that. So it's really saying thank you for the shlemus and the interconnectedness of Klal Yisrael. Nice idea. And we're saying thank you, Hashem, for the chesronim, for those things that are are not present in our life. Okay, that concludes Simin Reish Zion.